What the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
I'm joining.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil the Jammer Wilf.
Jiggity for me too, honey.
Did she jam that brother or what?
Oh my goodness.
Good googa mooga. Got to be more careful. That man is talking to himself right now. Hey, it's happy to be working on a national holiday
day. That's right.
How are you also grateful to have a job to show up to despite the day being our national holiday? Employees at TJMS doing on this melodious Monday morning.
All right.
So President Obama played a game of golf with Tiger Woods this weekend, huh?
Uh-huh.
How the hell did he get that bill passed? First Lady Lynn Barak golf with Tiger Woods is harder than getting John Boehner to smile at the State of the Union address. Wow. <Hoodoo! laughs> The Commander and the Philanderer. I know First Lady Michelle told President Obama, I'm going to tell you one time and one time only, homie. You know I don't trust that Cablinasian, but I trust you. I don't know why you want to play a game with a golf with him anyway. You know he cheats. What do you want to do next week, Bo? Go bike riding with Lance Armstrong? Bo, you can go and play, but one game and one game only. I don't want to hear about you playing more than one game with Cheetah Woods on TMZ, all right? Because it'll be raining gas popcorn the next time you go out. Tom Super J, I heard they played 27 holes of golf.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was surprised because, you know, Tiger can go through some holes. Speaking of going through some holes, please tell me y'all saw Chris Bosh in the All-Star game yesterday.
Oh, my God.
No.
He was terrible and awful. He was taraffable. Yeah, Silver, put that in your words with Chris Piper smoking. Anyway, everybody and their baby mama was dribbling through Chris Bosh's legs. I mean, it was an open house. At one point, I thought I saw an asteroid or a meteor go through his legs, y'all. Shout out to the people who went to Houston for All-Star Weekend and didn't see not one game the entire weekend. All they saw was after parties, hotel lobbies, and the Galleria. And the Breakfast Club already. Did y'all happen to see Alicia Keys' halftime performance?
Yeah.
But what you think, Silver? She should have lip synced, huh? Or Skype Stevie Wonder. Or stop to take a swig of water like Marco Rubio or something. Shiggity! They should have played Beyonce's documentary at halftime. Paul Simba J, did y'all see Kobe LeBron go at it? Oh, my God. Yeah. Kobe rejected two of LeBron's shots. Kobe's new name is Waka Waka. He blocked two of Akron James' shots, and he was sweating. Wow! Thanks to all the hospitable folks in Naptown who came out to see me, Chris Paul, Corey Holcomb, and Gary Owens.
Yeah.
Alonzo was jammed. I got to put him on the list.